Good, that means you sweat it.
When you look at, Todd, when you look at three girls scoring 20-plus points, that's a pretty good night.
It is. We shared the basketball really well. Ashley had 29, Kenny had 21, and Sienna had 20. Ashley had 9 assists, probably she had 19, missing bunnies. But, again, the energy is just really good. You can see I'm hard on them when something's wrong. So that's because we're getting better on every possession, and it doesn't matter what the other team is doing. We would have played with that team about 2 months ago. There's no question about it. We're in a close game, and now we're going by 50. So it's a credit to our girls with their attitudes and wanting to coach a ball, and they're working hard.
And Ashley tonight, she distributed that ball so well, didn't she?
Her vision is as good as anybody in the country at any level. You see it. She's setting our girls up. I know where she's going to throw the ball way before she throws it, and so does she. She's just her vision, her eyes. She changes the defense with her eyes, and the pass are right on. I think you saw Brooklyn not expecting it. She'll start expecting them. She hasn't played with her very much. Jada catches them now. Now she's got to finish.
Yeah, 10 of 18 from the floor, too, for Ashley. Yeah.
She's just playing good basketball. She's been really upbeat. Maybe she's happy because it's her birthday on Sunday.
You know, and how about Sienna? She looked good tonight. She had 7 steals. She did have a couple turnovers early.
If she stays out of foul trouble, we're fine. We can't beat the Mid-Michigans if she's not playing close to 40. It's just her and Ashley and give us so much. Probably the best guards in our conference that I've seen so far. And she gets stupid fouls, and she knows that she gets mad at herself, but she's just got to understand maybe 2 points isn't worth her getting a foul.
She had 4 more tonight.
Yeah, and they weren't very smart ones, and she knows it. But she plays so hard, you can never really get mad at her.
And how about Kennedy? What an all-around game for her, not just the 21 points, not just the 5 triples, but the 11 rebounds, and the fact that her defense was still good, and that's what you talked about last time about her.
Well, I think you saw me destroy her right before halftime and at halftime. Because she's in the right spot, she does not use her length, wasn't guarding, she was in the right spot. I told her 2 months ago, I'd be happy you're close to the area, but now you're better than that. And then she blocks a jump shot, she blocks for it. I mean, she was ridiculously good moving her feet, talking on defense, and that is the next level. So now we can work on little things with them because they know how to play basketball, they're playing hard, they're confident.
And Brooklyn, another step forward for her.
Yeah, she gave up 7 points right away in the second half, and she just got to play without thinking and worrying that she's going to make a mistake, because when she worries she's going to make a mistake, she makes a mistake. And we're going to play her through some things right now, but at some point, she's got to be confident enough in herself, and she's got to get on the floor. She's pretty lazy defensively as far as just standing there, not diving on the floor, and we told her that. She can do everything. There's nothing she can't do, but she's got to play a little bit harder and just trust herself that she's good enough.
You think that injury's still in the back of her mind, maybe?
Absolutely it is. She's faster than she's running, and I get that, and that's why I want to play her and want to restart her more. It's time now. We want to play her, and she's going to play, but she's got to understand that she's okay, she's healthy, and she's good enough to play.
All right. Good job, Todd.
Thanks.